Good evening, everybody. I'm born and raised here in Petersburg, and I belong to...
Petersburg resident Glow Wolin is addressing the hospital board at the podium with her toddler at her side. She's here to speak up for the continuation of the hospital's in-house child care program. She's nearing the emotional crescendo of her speech, a story about her late mother, who worked at the hospital.
Lois happily passed away at the long-term care.
Then she's cut off.
So it goes without saying that...
Hang on, we got hacked here. Hang on a second.
Hospital staff have lost control of the meeting's Zoom feed, where anyone from the public can join in remotely. An anonymous guest fills the chat with racial slurs, and then they show a video of a man exposing himself.
Just to end it, please.
The image is projected onto a large screen right next to Wolin for everybody in the room to see, including several children. Almost a year has passed since that meeting, but Wolin says what she saw that day is seared into her brain.
I think I was speaking eloquently about my mother, and yeah, and then I realized what was going on, and it was laughable because it was, you know, it was kind of so bizarre, and I'm not easily offended, so I just was really puzzled by the whole thing. And then it comes out that, you know, the ramifications for this kind of thing are pretty severe.
Jill Dormer is the hospital's chief information officer. She says the incident went all the way up to the FBI.
So because there were small children in the room, we actually opened a police report, went to the FBI, and the FBI was pretty transparent that they would research it, but it was very low possibility of finding who actually did it.
That wasn't the last time the hospital would tangle with hackers. This spring, one of their printers was attacked, making it churn out page after page of political propaganda. Dormer says that's when they knew it was time to look over their policies.
We need to be vigilant to make sure that we're adapting and keeping up with this ever-changing world that we're in. And the only way to really do that is to make sure that we're collaborating with our vendors and using all the right tools and doing the education that we need to do.
Petersburg's hospital board is far from the only public entity in Alaska to be targeted by hackers in the last few years. This spring, the Delta Junction City Council experienced a similar Zoom bombing event when internet trolls disrupted their meeting with a pornographic video. Digital bad actors have hit other public entities across Alaska even harder. Several municipalities in Southeast were scammed out of close to $1 million over the last few years. And 6 years ago, a cyber attack kicked the Matsu Borough completely offline. Borough employees had to break out pens, paper, and typewriters until they could scrub all the ransomware from their servers. Dormer says her nightmare scenario for Petersburg's hospital looks something like that.
And ransomware actually shuts your whole system down. And so they go to a complete paper-based system, which puts them back, you know, 20 years. And they see a decline in services. They're not able actually to take care of as many patients at once. And a lot of their systems, both clinically and financially, fall apart. I would hate to see that happen.
Mark Brennig is Alaska's coordinator for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He says hackers are targeting Alaska with alarming frequency.
Because it used to be, well, why would anybody attack Alaska, right? You know, what's Alaska? You know, what are they going to go after, our moose and, you know, salmon or something like that? But that has all changed, right? Because now there's a lot more sophisticated tools that adversaries have. An internet connection now is an internet connection. It doesn't matter where you are.
He also says that as internet access has expanded throughout Alaska through things like Starlink, so has vulnerability to cyber attacks. And he says the state's rural communities contain particularly juicy targets.
It's target rich but resource poor. I get it. You know, I talk with people all the time out in rural communities where if they have an IT shop, and many cases they don't, it's one person. And so they do not have the staff to do it. They don't have the money to buy the systems. They may not even have the training or anything. And so they feel completely hamstrung and don't know what to do, how to do it.
But he has some advice for Alaskans who want to protect themselves from hackers. There are the basics, like educating employees on safe online conduct and setting up virtual private networks, or VPNs, for teleworkers. VPNs basically create a private connection between the user's computer and a remote server, masking their data so nobody else can see it. Brennig says there are also a number of governmental and nonprofit groups, like the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CyberSecure Alaska, and InfraGuard, that help rural communities identify threats and counter them. But as to what those countermeasures are, he can't say too much. That's because he doesn't want to show his hand, in case the hackers are listening. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.